where it's now 12:47 p.m. You must be on break, Zach. Holy smokes, to have you come in on the new net. I know you're always so darn busy at work. How are you, sir? WA7TV.
Hey, good afternoon, Jack, and everyone on the net. Whiskey Alpha Tango, Zubu, Zach, Portable Zero at Johnson Lake, Nebraska here. And, I better than a break, I suppose, but very busy vacation here, walking my brother's dog around the lake, taking a break. Been working on the Mustang all morning, getting everything switched over to LED lightings, and my dad and I are going to dig in and do brakes and rotors tonight. So I came back to court a girl that is from my past, but is now single and very happy about that. So got a big dinner date planned tomorrow, and it's not a whole lot else going on, really, this trip. Just hanging out with her and working on the Mustang here. It's 61 degrees and very beautiful, Jack. So a little bit windy, but water on the lake is crystal clear today. So, that's what happens when they lay off most of your team and double or triple your workload. Is you tend not to be able to check in on ham radio on breaks anymore. But great to hear from you. My brother's dog's pulling pretty hard. She wants to get into the water, so I'm going to bust off a branch off this tree here and give her a few throws into the water. It's real fun watching these labs, how fast they can go out 50 feet out into the water and bring a log back to you. So hope you're doing well. Haven't talked to you in a long time. Sorry I won't be able to make it to the swap meet, but hopefully we can maybe get a ham radio meet up there in North Seattle here pretty soon. So hope you're doing well, Jack. 7-3, Whiskey Alpha 7, Tango Zulu, Portable Zero, Zach at Johnson Lake, Nebraska.
All right. Hey, thanks for taking the time out of your vacation day. It sounds like you're working hard, though, just like usual, with Dad down there working on the Mustang, having a good old time there at the lake with your brother's dog on a nice walk. Hey, real quick, you know, Zach, I cannot remember whether or not your Mustang that you've got there is a fastback. I swear I remember you saying at one point, but not very often, that it's a fastback. Is that the case? And when is it making its way to the Northwest, sir?
Whiskey Alpha 710 goes Zulu returning. Well, I wish. It was a hand-me-down from my mom. My mom got a new SUV a few years ago. She gave me her 2005 Mustang. It had 73,000 miles on it and not a scratch on it. So I figured it was a perfect car to throw some money into and customize and work up. So that's what I've been doing the last few years. It does have that retro modern style, though. I think the 2005 for the newer Mustangs, 2005, 2006 is some of the coolest years. Of course, my very first Mustang back when I was getting into high school was in 1970, but that was a coupe, not a fastback. But I do have a last thing I'll say is I do have a real good friend who's got a 68 fastback out here at the lake. Go over and watch him wrench on that thing all the time, but he's got about $100,000 or more into that car. So, all right, Jack, thanks for the comeback. Hope you're doing well, my friend. And 7-3 from Whiskey Alpha 7, Tango Zulu.
All right, thanks for clarifying. 2005 Mustang, yeah, that's a nice looking car, my friend, especially one with no scratches. Oh, man. All right, well, we'll be looking for that someday. You be tooling around the neighborhood up here in the north end of Seattle. Oh, man, that'd be awesome. Yeah, it'd be fun to see you, too. All right, well, have a great time with family and say hi to everybody. And, hey, thank you very much for dropping by there, Zach. All right, let's head out Detroit way. Let's go talk to David, KF8FBB. It's been a while. David, how are you, sir?
This is KF8FBB. Hi, Jack. Well, you can say that on ham radio, but you can't say that on an airplane, that's for sure. But, after the 2 months of snow here, the grass is very saturated. And right now we've had the rain for about 6 hours, and I'm thinking about throwing some goldfish in my backyard because I got a pond back there now that I never really decided to purchase. For some reason, I got a free pond. I am, yeah, that Mustang project sounds really nice, man. That sounds like a great thing to do is get an old car and throw it in the garage and work on it little by little. That sounds like just a fun project. So, yeah, I'm just home here. My wife's going to go on them GLP-1 shots. So I am doing the Detroit Classic today, and I am making her meat pasta. So this is going to be her last pasta meal. I will not be cooking her any meals because for a couple hundred dollars a month for these shots, she's going to stick to bananas and grapefruits and some vegetables because we're not going to cook the pasta anymore. But that's about it, Jack. You have a great day. Thanks for doing the net here. This is David, KF8FBB.
Comment. Stand by, comment. Hey, David, you know, if it's not a GT and it's a 2005 right around that period, you know, they can be had, the Mustangs can be had at a reasonable price. So that is a great car to fix up. No doubt. So anyway, all right, well, you and your wife have a good time there. Thank you very much for dropping by, and good luck with the goldfish. We had a comment station, name and call, please.
Roger, Jack. This is W7ZKI Henry, and this is for KF8FBB David. David, I'm formerly from Hamtramck, born and bred, been here since the 70s, and I just wanted to know if you made it into Hamtramck for Punchki Day. Back on Fat Tuesday, and I will be back in Detroit in May for Strawberry Festival on Hamtramck. But with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Jack. KI7RMU, W7ZKI.
Well, hold on a gosh darn moment there, Henry. If David is still monitoring, let's see what David has to say. And what I'm going to do here, fellas, I'm going to let you guys take it direct. When you are done with your short conversation, go ahead and hand it back to me, KI7RMU, but I'd like to hear David's comment there about your comment there. How about that? So, if KF8FBB is still monitoring, go ahead and give your response to Henry, and then when you guys are done, hand it back to me. David, go ahead.
W7ZKI, yeah, thanks for responding there. That's a sore subject because the corner store up here had the Punchkis from the Polish